This is a CKTZ News update. While the many-legged sunflower sea star is now functionally extinct in most of the United States, there's still hope it may survive between the Salish Sea and Gulf of Alaska. The sudden demise began with the outbreak of sea star wasting disease in 2013. More than 20 species of sea stars were affected, but the sunflower sea star was the hardest hit. Alicia Gaiman from the Department of Zoology at UBC and the Hakai Institute explained.
In the BC coast, it's actually very variable what you can find. So starting in 2013, there was a huge decline in the sunflower sea stars. We, in some areas, had 80 or 90% declines. Since then, the numbers were low for a while, and we started to see something that looked a bit like recovery in some areas. Unfortunately, in those areas, we've also seen repetitive declines in some locations. We've seen juvenile recruits in some locations, and we've actually found some areas in the Central Coast and around the Discovery Islands where there are even some large animals that are still around. So we sort of have all of the things happening in BC, and it makes for an area of really active research, where we are trying to understand why some of them are surviving in some areas around our coasts, and in some areas are doing still quite poorly. And in some areas we have this recruitment and we don't really understand how that's working yet. So the situation report is, there's a lot of variability, there's still some hope. And I think one of the things that is really hopeful for me is that we have this variation, and so we can begin to start to understand what's happening and why.
Gaiman is one of the authors of Disease-Driven Mass Mortality Event Leads to Widespread Exportation and Variable Recovery Potential of a Marine Predator Across the Eastern Pacific, which was published by the Royal Society on August 25, 2021. Their paper is based on data from close to 49,000 surveys carried out along the coast from California to Alaska between 1968 and 2020. The authors found that more than 99% of the sunflower sea stars have died along the coast of California, Oregon, and Washington. Close to 88% perished in the region between the Salish Sea and Gulf of Alaska.
I guess I have two questions coming out of that. I'm going to start with a dire one, the United States. Were you talking total extinction?
Functionally extinct in California, for sure. I don't think they've been seen in California since 2015. And just at exceedingly low levels in Oregon. There are some in Washington, but just in the northern parts of Washington, similar to the BC coast area. So they used to be very plentiful and they're just not found.
I'm also going to come to our area because that's one that we're always interested in. Can you give me any more details about the Discovery Islands or any specific islands?
So I can't give you exact locations, only just because it's not off the top of my head. But I can tell you that there are pockets where the divers are finding some larger animals. So the divers that work for the Hakai Institute. In the inlets along the BC coast, we find populations with large animals inside those inlets. And then I know that we've been finding sort of juveniles around Quadra. Those are closer to site. And the same sort of up in the Central Coast around Calvert, we've been finding some juveniles as well.
Can you say anything about Cortez?
I can't at this exact moment, but I will follow up.
So the situation is critical?
Yes.
Where do we go forward from here?
Something that's exciting about this group, one of the things... So this paper that we just published has many authors, even more data contributors. So basically people from Mexico up to Alaska were contributing their time and effort to finding these animals and then sharing the data about these animals. So prior to this collaboration, we didn't really know how unique what is happening in BC is. So that's sort of the start of my hope for this. And this group is working towards trying to recover this species. That includes doing research on how you could raise these animals, because it was a remarkable amount of biology that we didn't know about these sunflower stars, even though they were abundant and they're just magnificent stars. there's a remarkable amount of their biology that we were unaware of. And so we're beginning to try and catch up on that. There's research at the Friday Harbor Labs in the University of Washington that has been able to raise juveniles for spawned animals in the lab and raised juveniles for a year and a half, and they survived. And so that's incredibly hopeful. But to go along with that, we know that a wasting disease was associated with this outbreak. And so we really need to understand more about that disease before we try and recover the species. And so that's another active research project that's going on right now, where we have animals in the lab and we are trying to figure out what the causative agent of disease is for this species.
You've been listening to an interview with Alicia Gaiman, one of the co-authors of a paper published on August 25th that indicates there's still hope the many-legged sea star may survive and recover.